is it that if we have complete faith in Krishna, then we won't have any worries in life? Will we be completely fearless? We have to understand what complete faith in Krishna means, and also understand what fearlessness actually means. See, fearlessness is not foolhardiness. So one of the ways in which we depend on Krishna is by using what Krishna has given us. And Krishna has given us our intelligence. So with our intelligence, we also have to understand, you know, what I can do, what is realistic for me. What is, so if I think that there's an incident in the Bible where Jesus is tempted, if you are really a messenger of God, then jump down from this hill and let us see if God protects you. So Jesus refuses to fall for that temptation. He says at that time, he says, no, I don't want God to be my servant. That means what? Yes, if for my service to God some danger comes, he'll protect me. But I will not put myself into danger and demand that God protect me. So, so my point is that faith in Krishna doesn't necessarily mean that we become foolhardy. It is, so fearlessness is not foolhardiness. We have to use our intelligence. But having said that, I get your point that if we had fear, our worries would go down a lot. That is definite. If we had faith, our worries would go down a lot. And as far as complete faith in Krishna is concerned, yes, if we can develop that faith, we will be much more confident than what we are right now. But we can't jump automatically to that level of faith. Because sometimes we may think that I am having faith in God. But what we may be doing is simply not using our intelligence, not using what God has given us properly. So faith involves, so faith in Krishna means that we do the best that we can and we leave the rest to Krishna. So if, yeah, karma yoga. It's karma yoga in the Bhagavad Gita culminates in bhakti yoga. So full faith in Krishna is something which will come gradually. So we start working with whatever faith we have. And we will see it's a progression. That the more we work with faith, the more our fears go down and the more our faith increases further. So rather than waiting for sometime in the future, for full faith to come and then to act, we act with whatever faith we have. And if we have some fears, we face those fears. Okay, this is a fear, I'll deal with this right now in this way.
But the faith cannot be like 50-50%, right?
Okay, so